Think about the last time technology stopped you in your tracks. Maybe it was asking Alexa to play your favorite song while cooking dinner, or watching a car parallel park itself. That moment of stunned disbelief, the simultaneous wonder and worry, captures perfectly what's happening to our world right now. We're living through a transformation so profound that our old mental maps no longer work. The Transcontinental Railroad took decades of surveying and 12 volumes of data before anyone could agree on a route. Today's digital revolution is moving so fast that we're building the tracks while the train is already moving, and most of us are just passengers wondering where we're headed. The challenge isn't predicting the future, it's understanding the present clearly enough to see where it's taking us. Like explorers mapping unknown territory, we need to recognize when our assumptions are outdated and when patterns emerging across different domains signal something genuinely new. The future isn't some distant destination. It's already here in pockets and corners, waiting to become normal. The internet evolved from linked documents into a planetary nervous system connecting billions of minds and machines. Google's search engine improved with every click. Amazon's recommendations learned from millions of purchases. These platforms discovered that user contributions, reviews, ratings, clicks, shares, were more valuable than any product they could build themselves. The shift from software as product to software as service changed everything. Companies now watch user behavior in real time, test features continuously, and update instantly. Twitter's at symbol, retweets, and hashtags were all invented by users before becoming official features. This global brain is growing a body. Billions of cameras as eyes, GPS sensors for spatial awareness, data gathering capabilities surpassing human senses. Self-driving cars navigate using collective memory from millions of recorded miles. The internet slashed transaction costs, dissolving traditional firm boundaries. Companies evolved into platforms, providing infrastructure for others to build upon. Google and Facebook became the world's largest media companies without creating content. YouTube surpassed television viewership. Amazon overtook Walmart by transforming its store into a marketplace for millions of sellers. Uber pioneered replacing ownership with access. Tap your phone, a car appears. Drivers monetize idle assets while the company avoids fleet costs, fundamentally changing consumer behavior. The platform orchestrates rather than employs. Algorithms match riders with drivers, process payments, and maintain quality through ratings, often outperforming taxi regulations. Surge pricing attracts drivers during demand spikes. Traditional taxi companies with fixed fleets can't compete. The paradox. The model depends on independent drivers with personal vehicles, yet these companies pursue self-driving cars. Autonomous fleets require massive capital, contradicting their asset-light approach and destroying the marketplace dynamic. The smarter play? Deploy autonomous vehicles for baseline demand, while human drivers handle peaks, or incentivize drivers to buy autonomous vehicles, shifting toward Airbnb's model. When Bezos issued his big mandate, requiring teams to expose functions through service interfaces, he restructured Amazon as a platform, enabling AWS. The deepest inside? Structure your company internally to match your platform design. Walk into a modern tech company and you'll notice something strange. Software programs aren't just tools, they're workers. Human programmers have become managers, providing feedback through updates based on real-time data from millions of users. Each function has been decomposed into microservices, individual building blocks that each do one thing extremely well. Google researchers discovered that simple models with massive amounts of messy data outperform elaborate models with small, curated datasets. Their trillion-word corpus, full of typos and errors, proved vastly more effective than pristine academic collections. This insight, that more data beats better algorithms, has driven Silicon Valley's success and AI breakthroughs. Machine learning changed everything. Instead of anticipating every possibility and writing explicit rules, you collect training data, feed it into programs that generate mathematical models, and iteratively refine them. Deep learning adds layers of pattern recognizers. AlphaGo mastered Go by playing millions of games against itself, exploring possibilities no human would ever consider. But after the 2016 election, Facebook faced a reckoning. Its newsfeed algorithms had spread misinformation and increased polarization. With 66% of Americans getting news through social media, mostly Facebook, these algorithms had gone spectacularly wrong. Digital systems following poorly designed instructions with catastrophic consequences. On September 17, 2011, protesters occupied a park near Wall Street, sparking a movement across 951 cities in 82 countries. Their message? We are the 99%. 1% of Americans earned 25% of national income and owned 40% of wealth. The movement's power came from thousands of stories. Graduates with crushing debt, teachers unable to feed their children, Fortune 500 workers without healthcare. While tech luminaries worry about future AI risks, we're already controlled by a vast machine with flawed programming, the market itself. Consider the 2010 flash crash, when high-frequency trading algorithms dropped the Dow 1,000 points in 36 minutes. The real Skynet moment happened decades ago, when we changed capitalism's core programming. After World War II, Western economies adopted full employment as their guiding principle. This worked until the 1970s, when it caused spiraling inflation. With full employment, workers could easily change jobs, forcing endless wage increases. So we switched the fitness function. Keeping inflation low replaced full employment as the goal. Coupled with weakened unions and Milton Friedman's profit maximization doctrine, this fundamentally transformed capitalism. Stock-based compensation aligned management with shareholder interests, making short-term stock prices matter more than long-term value or worker welfare. That was our true Skynet moment, when the machine began its takeover, and we built it ourselves. Future historians may mock our worship of capital's divine right as we mock belief in the divine right of kings. When business leaders invoke laws of economics to justify outsourcing or refusing living wages, they're citing rules we created, not natural laws like gravity. Economies are human-designed systems that can be rewritten. Many celebrate disruption and trust the invisible hand to make everything work out. But there's no magic, just competitive struggle between market participants. Those nostalgic middle-class manufacturing jobs resulted from fierce battles between companies and labor. Today's rules heavily favor capital. Since 1968, productivity has far outpaced minimum wage growth. If minimum wage had kept pace, it would have reached $21.72 by 2012, instead of stagnating while gains went to shareholders. Why tax capital less than labor when capital is abundant while consumer demand lags? Silicon Valley operates in thrall to the financial system through super money, the magical transformation of a dollar of profit into 26 or more dollars in stock value. This leverage explains how internet companies disrupt older businesses not just through superior technology, but through access to capital on completely different terms. The rules are being rewritten, whether we participate or not. The question is whether we'll shape them to create broadly shared prosperity or allow them to concentrate wealth and power even further. John Maynard Keynes predicted humanity would solve basic subsistence, leaving future generations to grapple with how to use their freedom wisely. Work isn't disappearing, it's transforming. The caring economy has exploded, with jobs growing from 1.1% of the UK labor market in 1871 to 12.2% by 2011. Teachers, doctors, nurses, and elder care workers represent our economic future. Beyond caring lies creativity money, the premium paid for craft and authenticity. Craft breweries command double the price at 10% market share, while Etsy connects 25 million customers with artisans. The Apple Store clerk exemplifies the modern cyborg, a human augmented by technology to create magical experiences, revealing technology's true potential, enhancing rather than replacing human capabilities. Learning now flows from curiosity through the power of pull, learning by doing, social sharing, and on-demand expertise. Today, 69% of young people use YouTube to learn just about everything. The future isn't machines replacing humans, it's collaboration. We can build an economy where people matter, using technology to augment what makes us human.